What is the worst experience you've had that you're willing to share while testing a drive shaft?
The worst experience while testing a drive shaft. Well, I'd have to say that I was in a test cell, and we had some strain gauges on the drive shaft tube,
mm-hmm.
and it was lunchtime. And I was headed out to lunch, and the technician that I was working with, really super guy, he'd watched me set this up on various occasions. And while I was at lunch, he decided he was going to take the radio transmitter and battery pack that we use in the telemetry system, and he was going to use some big zip ties and attach it to the shaft. And, you know, I get back from lunch and I see the situation, and I'm not real comfortable with it, but also I didn't want to redo all of his work.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would be kind of rude. You know, he was trying to be helpful, and he got it all set up, and you know, I put my eyeballs on it, and I wasn't completely comfortable with what was going on, but I went with it. And about 15 minutes later, the radio transmitter and battery pack leave the shaft at a very high rate of speed and slam against the wall of the test cell and leave a nice dent. And yeah, so I got a new transmitter out of that job. So that was, I can't say that was the worst testing experience I've ever had, but I think that's one of the worst I've had with a drive shaft.
Well, honestly, all things considered, you know, could have gone worse.
Yeah. I've never been in or around a unit as it failed, because mm-hmm. that can be quite dangerous. I have heard stories of, you know, there's certain systems need to be tested on a regular basis, once a week, once mm-hmm. a month. And I've heard of torsional failures where it's occurred when the technician or maintenance person is in the room with the unit running. And then all of a sudden, when something fails, you have a big 30, 40 pound flange with half of a drive shaft attached to it fly across the room.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine that that's pretty shocking and, you know,
terrifying
to be in that situation. So, you know, it's not to be messed with. You know, torsional vibration can be, when things fail, it can be very catastrophic. And, you know, you may not have any warning before the failure occurs. You're not always going to hear it. You're not going to see it. But when it fails, it could fail very catastrophically. So it is something to be taken into account, and it's something that needs to be addressed. So, you know, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. I learned a whole lot, that's for sure.
Well, yeah. Thanks for listening to me ramble on, Ethan. Yeah.
That's a pleasure.
Have a good weekend.
You too.